North Korea apparently has shut down its main nuclear reactor in a possible prelude to reprocessing spent fuel rods into weapons material. A South Korean foreign ministry official told local media that his government and the United States have verified that North Korea's Yongbyon nuclear power plant has been shut down. Security experts say the plant may have been shut down to permit North Korea to remove spent plutonium and reprocess it into weapons fuel. Mark Wozdecki of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the plant may contain as many as 8,000 spent fuel rods. Experts say that could yield as many as 6 to 8 nuclear weapons. Mr. Wozdecki says the agency is unsure how quickly Pyongyang could turn the rods into weapons material.
We don't know the state of readiness of their reprocessing facility. If it's fully operational, then they have a reprocessing capability that can separate the plutonium in a matter of months.
Since February, the North Koreans have repeatedly said they have nuclear weapons and intend to make more, despite having signed several agreements in the past to remain nuclear-free. Pyongyang has suspended participation in six-nation talks aimed at ending its nuclear programs. Shin Meng-ho, a director of South Korea's Presidential Task Force on the North Korean nuclear issue, says they are watching the situation carefully, but they are not drawing any hasty conclusions.
It is difficult for me to say about North Korea's intention, whether they have intention to reprocess it or not.
Despite repeated assurances that Washington does not plan to attack or invade North Korea, Pyongyang says it needs nuclear arms to deter what it says is a hostile attitude by the United States. U.S. officials say they are still optimistic a peaceful diplomatic solution can still be reached in the framework of six-party talks, which also involve South Korea, China, Japan, and Russia. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.